The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Let's ride.
Man, that dude gonna come after you about that, man.
That dude got other problems. Yeah, he got back issues right now. So it's a shoulder, so he ain't worried about me. He got bigger issues than that.
I say he gonna play, though.
Yeah, okay. Playing and playing well are two different things these days. He'll be on my fantasy bench on my 0-4 team, so.
Yeah, brother.
Fantasy is it's a brutal place, man. That's why I don't mess around with it, man.
I only got one star on the team right now. I only got one star.
It's a brutal place for who?
I guess those that don't delve in fantasy. That's, you know.
Because I'm undefeated.
Yeah.
I'm undefeated. I'm 4-0 in one of my leagues. I'm 2-2. I'm sitting at 500 in another two of them.
The problem that I have with fantasy is that I cannot pull for anybody else. I can't do it. You know, there's no way that I can be needing points and, you know, relying on the Boo Eagles are, you know,
Jalen
the Boo
Hurts
Giants.
Jalen Hurts is my quarterback.
That's your problem right there. That is your problem.
Second year in a row.
He's been balling in fantasy.
Like I said, I only got one star.
Okay. Jalen Hurts.
Okay. That's all I got.
He don't want to hear that.
That's it.
Nah, y'all just rallied me up. I'm not going to do it today.
Hey, well, matter of fact.
Knew he only has Q-Dogs on his team.
That's it.
The Eagles lead the NFL in sacks and are tied with the Ravens for the lead in takeaways.
Boy.
That's crazy.
Boy, look here. To Arizona we go. Huh? You like them, don't you?
Nui, who's your receivers, buddy?
Who are my receivers?
Okay, here we go.
I had
you don't know
him now. I had Amari Cooper last week.
Okay. Oops.
The 1.9.
Oopsie days.
I've got Keenan Allen.
Okay. He's been hurt.
On the bench.
Yeah, he was out.
He's out.
Out. Injured. Been out since week one. Mm. Injured. Jamar Chase.
Okay.
Getting locked up.
Being rough.
Yep. Getting locked up. Locked up. After week one, we getting locked up.
You got locked up here.
Diggs, like I said, man, he been locked up. Robbie Anderson. Mm. Baker can't throw to nobody, so that's death.
You drafted these guys, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I was, they didn't just, like, magically land on your team. So.
Yeah.
And they don't do like Nikki. She just get her. They just give her up. Players.
Then I ended up, who'd I end up with? I ended up taking I picked up Mac Hollins of the Raiders last week. So.
Yeah, you expect to be in last place with that, man.
He played well last week.
Well, guess what? We 0-4.
Boy, getting the toilet bowl this year.
Oh, there's no doubt. I'll be 0-7 before I can find a win. So, but hey, anyway. Players Lounge, Hecma Harrison.
I'm in.
Craig, Nui Scruggs, so glad you're here. Mike McCarthy saying that Dak Prescott is going to be working with Britt Brown. And he says until Dak goes to their quarterback school, don't even look for him to get ready for game action. So it's Cooper Rush riding one more time, as we said Monday before this is official. That's why you listen to the podcast right here on DallasCowboys.com. So Dak now working with Britt Brown. And Danny, give people an insight of what happens when you work with Britt Brown on your rehabilitation.
Yeah, so I've been hurt a few times. And what the process that you go through is if you're going to miss practice, then you have to do rehab and treatment while practice is going on and early in the morning and also on off days. Then when Britt feels like you're able and ready to start doing field work, he doesn't just let you go back out there and get into practice. You have to then get on these ropes and do these drills to make sure that you are ready to go and move and complete football movements, and then also get yourself back into football playing shape. Right. Because if you're out 3 weeks, you can't just run back out there and say, I'm going to be ready to go. And then when he clears you, I'm sure they talk to Jerry, they'll talk to McCarthy, then you're able to get back out there. And I'll tell you this, I have the utmost respect for our training staff. Britt Brown, if you followed the Cowboys for any amount of time, then you know that they probably have the best training staff in the NFL.
Yeah, every former player that I've ever talked to about Britt says the same thing, that they trust him, and he's not going to – you're not going to be a liability if Britt clears you. So, I mean, in Cooper Rush, we trust, man. I mean, are you not entertained? Did we not expect for this to go down like this? I mean, it's only been 4 weeks since that thumb injury, so I don't think anybody should be surprised that this is happening. And also, I think you go into this week with the Rams fully confident that Cooper Rush can get it done.
Listen, we said this earlier, that Jerry Jones, when he first made this statement about Dak Prescott and coming back as soon as possible and all this other stuff, he validated what we said when we said, hey, he's just trying to make sure the fans don't just go awry and decide they're not coming to games and do all that stuff by saying, hey, Dak's going to be back really fast. Then this week he says, man, I thought we were just going to be floating, but I could never have imagined that we were going to be this successful. Oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, Dak Prescott, he's going to get back when he's fully ready to go. Because now the fans are coming to the games. Everybody's still happy. The Cowboys are being talked about as possibly going to Super Bowls in some people's minds.
What? Super who?
Yeah, I said some people's minds and then going to the playoffs in other people's minds. So they're successful. So now you see Jerry talking realistic and Mike McCarthy. Shout out to him, man. I'm not on the Kool-Aid, but my respect is growing for Mike McCarthy as, hey, man, hey, y'all calm down. Dak is going to do everything he needs to do, go to quarterback school, and then – we're going to get him back in the game. Y'all just listen to me because I'm telling y'all what it really is. Hey, man, what you want me to do?
I ain't no problem. You know what I mean? He stamped and validated that. Everybody listen to me. I got it.
He give me what I asked for. You were saying this stuff when the dude wasn't performing well.
Absolutely.
Without facts. You said without facts.
Absolutely.
He's now saying that I have facts.
No. Scoop. That's breaks. All right. All I was saying, why everybody was saying that the season is over, that the season is not over.
Okay.
All right. Nothing you could diagnose from a first week loss that the season is over. We still had 16 more to go. That's all. That was my only point. I still stand on that, brothers.
If your offensive coordinator still stuck with the same game plan, this would be a whole different story. But thank goodness
Mike McCarthy got it.
Thank goodness Mike McCarthy and them, they leaned on him a little bit and got him right. There's no way you could tell me that you know what? Let's talk about the Rams.
Come on, man.
Beating the dead horse here.
Let's go.
I mean, you know.
I came in with the plan. I'm not doing it today, man. See, y'all had me calling the man out yesterday. Man, I'm not gonna do that. Man. We gotta talk about the Rams.
As a team, we over 20 rushes in all three of these wins. Is that right?
Yeah. I believe so.
I'm just saying.
No, there's definitely a formula. Oh, hadn't everybody been saying that Kellen Moore has been getting too cute with his offensive play call? I mean, you're beating it. You just turned around and start preaching to the choir, man. So, Nui, what you got for us, baby?
Shout out to Aaron Judge last night, hitting the home run to set the American League record. And then at the game, we saw Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, and Michael Gallup. Loved how Micah Parsons found Aaron Judge afterwards, talked to him. And the thing I'm starting to notice about Micah over the past couple years is he seeks out great people, greatness, and wants to tap into you and say, okay, you know, let me know. I want to talk to you. I'm not saying he's the same. I'm going to say it reminds me of someone else I once covered in my career.
Okay.
In Los Angeles, when I worked there, Kobe Bryant was the same way. If you had some semblance of greatness, he wanted to talk to you. He wanted to pick your brain. He was an inquisitive guy. And he wanted to know, because Kobe's whole thing was, I'm trying to be great.
Yeah.
So, Danny, you're great. Let me talk to you. You want a challenge? Let me talk to you. You know, endurance. Duh, duh, duh. He's going to ask you about something like that. That's who he is. He's going to sit up. Joe Green's your uncle? Look, what did you know about that? He's going to pin you up and down and ask you everything he could about Joe Green and the greatness of him. Micah Parsons is that guy. Aaron Duncan just hit.
Hey, man, listen, in all fairness, I love it, but those people that you named are great, and sometimes greatness are the only people who can get in the room and talk to those guys, right? So ain't no average Joe finna be able to sit there and walk up on Aaron Judge after he does this milestone achievement and say, hey, man, you know, how great are you? So I'm glad he's using what he has and his stardom and his ability to affect people who probably want to know how he is so great as well and be able to exchange that and learn how to do that for an extended period of time.
Yeah, hey, look, I mean, at the end of the day, I am one of those people that I think that if you know when you're trying to chase it like Micah, and you see him do it, I just have a lot of respect for it, because there's some guys that won't.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan used to tell people, hey, you know, call me. Kobe called. LeBron never called. Well, LeBron's gone on and done just great, but Kobe was that guy. Like, don't play with me. I'll call you. You know?
No, I've always been that person that believes that the saying success leaves clues, and
yes, sir.
You are who you seek out. You know, I mean, nobody's immune to it. You think you're great all by yourself. I mean, there are people that have done it that have laid the tracks before you, and if you seek those people out, obviously they're more than willing to tell you how to get to that point. You know, it's like, you know. And I think for Micah, him talking to somebody that's in a completely different sport than him, you know, the dedication to your craft and all of those things, what he's trying to do in his second season is, man, he know he's gotten to this point just based off of pure God-given ability. But there's another level to this, dog. And, you know, how do you exceed? How do you get to that next level? You know, you seek out people that have done it. You seek out people that are currently living in the ether of where you're trying to go. And I think that just says everything about this young man and what he wants to do with his career. And I love seeing it. But, you know, like you pointed out with LeBron, sometimes, man, you're born in. You're born in. And sometimes there's no knock on him, you know, but just his DNA and what he always knew that what, you know, they've been calling that man the king since, what, 10th grade, you know. So I'm a big-time LeBron fan. I love as well as a Michael Jordan fan. But I just feel like sometimes guys don't. You know, it ain't for everybody.
And I say this about LeBron. Don't get this misunderstood in saying that he didn't reach out or talk to anybody.
Boom.
Right? He didn't talk to Mike. But I guarantee you that he it was people that he was seeking out that he thought probably his game fit better around. Magic or whoever he wanted to style his game after, whoever he watched when he was growing up. He'd say, man, I want to talk to that guy and figure out how he was that great. So
hey, look, there's different ways to get to winning and get to greatness. He wanted it. He reached it, checked it off the list. Kobe wanted it, reached it, checked off the list. And I give I will always give LeBron James credit for this.
Micah next.
You know what? He's trying to be. You know, Kobe was trying to be that great, you know, and we saw LeBron. He was trying to chase. You know, these guys were chasing. They wanted to be that greatness. So I have a lot of respect for that, a lot of respect for it. And I'll be interested to see after this game, does he seek out an Aaron Donald? Because, you know, if you're trying to chase right now and you're trying to chase greatness, one of the guys right now that you would look towards on the defensive side is Aaron Donald. He wanted to – remember, Michael was begging for Von Miller. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he wanted to have a great – come teach me. DeMarcus Ware has told me the conversations that he and Micah Parsons have had.
Yeah.
And look, you guys know DeMarcus. He's not going to just throw any platitude around.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, he's going to be good because he wants to learn. And he's been around enough guys who, you know, when you're good, people call you, and you can sniff out real quick who's serious, who's not. What not.
I mean, Von is calling D. Ware. D. Ware goes to Denver. And Von is the guy who he's mentoring at that point. Now Von was already great at that time, but there's still things that he could learn from D. Ware.
That's why I wanted him here so bad, man.
Because he's killing it up there in Buffalo.
And if you look at the Rams, you could see that defense. He is the piece that they're missing from last year's Super Bowl run. I mean, his acquisition meant a lot to the run that they made. So that's a piece that's missing, man. I wish we could have got it here, but it looks like, man, Dante Fowler's filling in pretty good.
Man, look, I get it, but for me, my whole premise with Von Miller was just my best player on the team is looking for somebody who's got a ring to say, this is the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying that. One thing I can tell you is since being a broadcaster since 1992, and I found out just by watch, leadership matters. And if you take a leader who's also got great talent, it's worth the price.
Right.
Is Von Miller going to be worth the price at the end of the deal? Probably not. But if Buffalo gets this ring, write the check.
Right, worth every penny.
What the Rams gave up for Von Miller, write the check. When Jerry gave up on DeMarcus Ware and John Elway and those guys said, bring him here, a big part of it was like, hey, man, Vaughn is a great player, but he's got some stuff that he's got. You know, we need to get him and Ware. Like, come here, young man. He listened and bam.
Yeah.
And so when Vaughn went there, because I know Vaughn's agent, Vaughn said, he told Aaron Donald, you're too quiet. great players, you too quiet. You have to tell them to come on. You got to. It's what I saw with Dirk Nowitzki in 2011. Jason Terry went out there, did something, missed a man, and basically messed around. Dirk went up on that bench and went in Jason Terry. One of those things, I hadn't really seen that from Dirk, but that's how much he was like, man, I'm trying to win. I don't know if I'm getting back here again. You can't be out here messing up, especially you, because I'm relying on you. Something about those great ones, man.
Yeah, every great franchise has probably had a guy like that on their team. If you just go back to the triplets, go back to Michael Irvin when he first got here, how he weeded out some of the bad apples that were here. They all had to get on page with him. There really isn't a franchise that has been great that you don't have those select few players that have, gotten guys together. So straighten them out.
I'm the person who, if I were a general manager of a team, I would seek and find someone who won a championship. Because when you're young and you're trying to get there, I think having somebody who can walk in the room as a player and say, Danny, if you want this thing I'm wearing, this is what needs to happen. And maybe you need to give up XX so we can get here. But this is what it takes. You can be a coach all day long, but another man talking to you who's done it that you have some respect for is a different kind of deal. I go back to two things as far as just coaches bringing in players to help them out. Fred Dean went from a very good San Diego Chargers team to the San Francisco 49ers, made a whole lot of difference. Next thing you know, they had a pass rush. They're ready for the Cowboys, beat the Cowboys, go on and win the Super Bowl. Fred Dean now in the Hall of Fame. Fred Dean really helped them. Niners couldn't get past the Cowboys. They went out and signed Deion Sanders. They were all tight. Next thing, Deion came in there with that swagger, loosen up, baby. Come on. They ended up finally beating the Cowboys. Charles Haley came here. Yeah. Jimmy brought him. Charles had the two rings that he won with San Francisco. There was nobody in him. The Cowboys were the youngest team in the league when they won Super Bowl 27. It made a difference. To me, Von Miller was a guy I'm looking at, make a difference. Buffalo said, you know what, give me some of that. And I don't know about you, but when I picked the AFC Championship, I picked Buffalo. And the big reason was Von Miller. They need to go get a running back, though.
I'm with you, but we don't have them. And shout out to DQ, baby.
DQ's working magic. And DQ's doing just fine.
D-line, he got them dudes rolling,
He doing just fine.
He got all of them rolling. The entire D-line is rolling.
Most valuable asset you have, heck, and you can't let him get out the building.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to take a break. We'll take a break. But Heck's got something to say. And we're gonna let Heck say it after the break. Because I can feel it. It's right there. It's on it. It's no, baby. Come on, get in it. Come with us. Come on. Heck, don't run. Don't run
from I'm me. In it, man. I'm right here, man.
All right. Heck Maharrison, Danny McCray, New East Scores, Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Live music fans, head to the Star in Frisco on Wednesday, October 26th for a brand new monthly concert series, Sounds of the Star, featuring the spectacular Southern Soul band Prophets and Outlaws. The concert kicks off at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. For more information, visit thestarinfrisco.com.
All right, in case you're wondering, Barry Church decided to skip today's show. He's out chasing.
Not a care in the world right now.
Out chasing golf balls. So that's where Brother Church is. But Danny McCray is here. Heckma Harrison's here. Everybody Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos.
When you're trying to get on that preferred team, man, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? He said he didn't get invited to the Romo preferred group.
He felt some kind of way about that, didn't he?
Yeah, man.
He felt some kind of way about that.
You know how competitors are now. I'm going to go find a way. He's going to make his own preferred group, and he's not going to invite Romo.
I'm saying, you know, he could have, you know, he could easily been had a 7 o'clock tee time and been here already. I mean, just play nine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, okay. Hey, it is what it is. Tech, you had something to say before the break.
I had not. I got nothing.
You didn't?
I got nothing. I'm good.
All right. Are you guys familiar with R.J. Choppy? 105.3 The Fan does a morning show.
Mm-mm.
So Choppy and I, going back to training camp, have had this big old disagreement. And it centers around one, Trayvon Diggs. He doesn't think Diggs is very good at all. Not a fan. Quote, he's the worst cover corner in the league last year, and until Sunday, it was the same for this year. He says, you can have him and Marcus Peters. Now, he's a Tennessee fan. I mean, you've got to take that beating from Roll Tide every third October, every third Saturday in October. Boom. How about this? Diggs leads the NFL with 9 pass breakups and is tied for 5th with 2 interceptions. Now has 16 career interceptions, the second most through the first 32 games in a career in National Football League history, trailing only former Dallas Cowboys cornerback Everson Walls with 22 picks. What else do you want from the man? His Choppy's whole thing is he's not a shutdown corner. I don't know, man. What do you say?
I'm gonna say this, okay? And last year, I was on this show saying that if Trayvon Diggs doesn't figure out how to not bite on double moves and get tricked by offensive coordinators by getting lulled to sleep in games, that he was gonna have a hard time if he wasn't able to get the amount of interceptions that he was getting last year. Because getting beat on those routes without the return of an interception every other snap,
right. Then
you just look like a bad corner. He came out this year, and he has 2 interceptions, and he's been covering his tail off, as the entire secondary has. He's gotten better, so I don't understand where his, you know, up until Sunday comment comes from. Like, last year, I'm seeing it. I'm like, all right, he's giving up a lot of yards, but he is one of those risk versus reward type of guys. He needs to get better at that. He went in to this training camp in this season, and he got better at it.
Yeah.
So that one is just hate. Somebody just stuck on their point and they wanted to be right so bad that they're going to stay on it until the end of the season, hoping that eventually when a stat comes out that proves his point.
Now, men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. And you say what you want to about Trayvon Diggs, but that boy balling,
mm-hmm.
been balling. And didn't matter when he had a bad defense. You saw that he had it, you know. And I go back to the days when people were crying about Byron Jones not getting interceptions. He was a great cover, corner, safety, whatever you wanted to call him. But he wasn't – the production wasn't on the interception side. So, you know, you live and die in those moments. But I think those takes – when you say that Trayvon Diggs isn't a good corner in the NFL, like there ain't a lot of people that's really people just going to cut you off when you say that, because you see it. It's evident what type of athlete that he is. And I think Dan Quinn is really unveiling the special qualities that he has as a corner. When you start talking about guys like Richard Sherman, and Richard Sherman is even co-signing and saying, look, this is special. You see the way that he's, you know, playing within the scheme, but also now trusting his skills, trusting what he's seeing. And I think for young guys, especially at the cornerback position, do they trust it? You can play at a high level at the LSUs and Alabamas, but when you get out here on the field, it's a completely different ball game. And now seeing him cultivate his game just like he did last year, and now he has a pass rush, which, you know, D-Mac, it make all of that stuff so much easier for this young man. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for him. And he's going to get paid. And he's going to get paid in a major way. And so, you know, RJ just, you know, God bless him. I hope he, you know.
I'm praying for him.
He just want to win an argument. He know that he got 13 more games, possibly more, to wait to see if Trayvon Diggs falls off and goes back into, you know, jumping on routes and getting beat deep and all this stuff. I don't think it's going to happen. The guy, technique-wise, looks much better and much more sound than he did last year. And that's a credit to Dan Quinn and Al Harris and like that. Like, they doing their damn thing. Like,
I saw a great—
he wants to prove it.
I saw a great tweet from a Washington fan who said, with Carson Wentz, the Diggs-McLaurin match, it was going to be different. Gonna be real different. He showed a picture of like Trayvon getting like he was getting beat by Scary Terry. McLaurin, 2 catches, 15 yards in that loss with a long of 9. Jamar Chase, 5 catches, 54 yards, had a long of 17.
That was a surprising matchup, right, for me.
You know, outside of the first game, you just look at what guys have done against Diggs. I mean, okay. If these are supposed to be your guys and your guys aren't getting it done, what else do you need to see for a guy to say he's a shutdown corner, he's a number one corner? I don't know what more you need to see.
There are a lot of great, good cornerbacks in the league right now. The kid Xavien Howard out of Miami, from H-Town. Man, Xavien Howard's one of the best in the business. Jalen Ramsey, still one of the best in the business, a physical guy, can play inside in the slot, play outside. I mean, there's just a lot of guys that you can do the comparison through, too. But I think people like that may be caught up in the past, man, when you try and compare everybody to Deion. And we call it the recency bias, whatever you want to call it. Ain't nobody Deion, bro. Nobody is prime. And that's, I mean, you talk about a guy that got out of a limo, went into Indianapolis at the combine and ran something they still don't even know what he ran. So to combine that kind of speed, athleticism, and you compare guys to that, I don't think you'll see that anymore. Just kid hadn't been born yet. But I will say this, to say that Trayvon Diggs is trash, you off base. Period.
As a second round pick, he's going to be coming up on a contract in 4 years because, you know, 5 years for first rounders. He'll get, you know, he's a second round, a 4-year deal. He's going to set the market. And this is not a shot at Byron Jones. It's just a fact. If Byron Jones can leave here and become the highest paid corner in NFL history and didn't have any picks, maybe four his whole career, you put Diggs on the open market. I'm sorry. If the check is going to be highest paid in NFL history, it's going to happen. And sometimes pay doesn't correlate the player, but in this case, the pay will correlate what the player is bringing. This is what defensive coordinators are asking for. Can you please take the football away?
Yeah.
Can you please be a guy that, you know what, your OC's got to say, hey, here he is. You know, he's traveling with you. Where do you go? I mean, T. Higgins had the great game for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Dotson had the great game for Washington last week. So Trayvon Diggs is doing his thing. And Love Chop, he and I have been going 20, almost feels like 20 years of arguing over things.
That's your man.
But that's going back to this summer. I was like, what are you talking? We were out there. I almost did an interview with him. Man, I'm put you on TV so you can say this. record all this craziness here.
Hey.
But Diggs has been everything I was hoping he could be when I said they should have taken him in the first round. They didn't because CeeDee Lamb fell to 17. But I was all about, hey, take this guy in the first round. And even Dan Quinn, I asked Dan Quinn his first year, why didn't you draft him? Because you could have. Because in the first round, they went with A.J. Terrell out of Clemson.
Great
one,
pick.
One spot. of one spot in the Cowboys, and he kind of gave me a roundabout answer, but it ended saying, hey, they're both going to really be good players.
Yeah, so he probably wanted to say, nah, it didn't make sense. We made a mistake right there. But this week for Trayvon Diggs, man, for all of the heat that's been coming his way, some receivers that have been on that list every week, he hadn't had a week to relax yet. And you got a guy coming up this week.
Exactly.
Is that a tease?
That's right for you, baby. Go ahead, take it. This week, you're getting the triple crown. Right. This week, you got the test.
And he rolling this season too.
Yes. Got the test this week. This week he can really silence some folks this week.
The thing that gets, I know we'll get into it, but it's Cooper Kupp against zone coverage is what worries me. Not necessarily one on one against Trayvon Diggs. That dude, Jason Witten, like when you say he understands zone drops and the open holes and how to sit it down and make him think his man and all this, Cooper Kupp is a true expert at that.
I'll say this. We got to go to break. But if you're a receiver, become Matthew Stafford's best friend because he'll forget everybody. Hey, Allen Robinson. No, where you got, Cooper? Calvin.
That's exactly what happened last week.
I would just throw it up. I mean, what you want in life?
Yeah, man.
I would go live with the Staffords right. in the offseason because look, this Calvin Johnson got a gold jacket.
Right.
You know, Cooper Kupp. I don't know how long Stafford can play, but if you keep playing with that man like this, you're going to be in a room for a conversation because, wow, you got a Super Bowl MVP, you got a Super Bowl ring. And what did he have the other night, 18 targets?
19.
Rolling. Crazy. They're going to give it to him.
Let's take a break. How do the Cowboys defend the Stafford Kupp connection? Heckma Harris, Danny McCray, I'm Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Head to AT&T Stadium on Saturday, October 22nd, to experience Rally Day presented by SeatGeek. Get ready to cheer on your Dallas Cowboys with tours of AT&T Stadium, ticket giveaways, games, inflatables, and more. Visit attstadium.com/rallydays for tickets and more information.
Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. He is Heckma Harrison. There is Danny McCray. I'm Newey Scruggs. Mike McCarthy, by the way, is after the first season. He's now 15-6 as the Cowboys head coach here. So he's doing pretty well for himself. Let us get back into the matchup against the Rams. Cowboys going to face the Rams at SoFi Stadium. And they got beat up by the 49ers. They got beat up. So I think we'll see a team that knows that they got embarrassed on national TV. So I expect some type of response. But how do you go about making sure Cooper Kupp doesn't sit around here with 18 catches? What's the formula? What does DQ do, Danny?
Put Trayvon Diggs on him. You put Trayvon Diggs on him. But the real solution to that is make sure you get pressure on Stafford. You have to make sure you confuse this guy, make sure you get him to believe that maybe it's a double on Cooper Kupp and he has to hurry up and get off of him quickly because he doesn't have enough time to go through his reads. And I think all that plays into it. Rushing coverage together, that is your best option for stopping this guy, because if he's able to read the defense, you're in trouble, especially if it's zone. This guy knows how to find the holes in any zone. If it's cover two, he can get into that little hole in between the corner and the safety. If it's cover three, he can find that little spot in the middle and he'll sit down. The dude's just a really good receiver, but I think him versus Trayvon Diggs is going to be a matchup to watch.
Man, when I have a son that's a receiver in high school, and we sit down and watch Cooper Kupp. And he's fundamentally sound. He doesn't do a whole bunch of just foolishness with his hands, his feet. He runs routes the way they're supposed to be ran. Stephon Diggs, same way, man. He's just one of those guys that's just a beast out in and out of his cuts. But you say it just right, man. And I think DQ is going to dictate to Matthew Stafford. He's not going to allow him to sit back there and be calculating and looking and surveying, going with a second and third read. He's going to have to read it really quick. And that's one of the things I think Matthew Stafford gets in trouble with. That's where you see the turnovers start to happen. When he starts looking around, ain't nothing there, and he can't wait on something to come open, so he makes a decision all by himself, and that's where he gets in trouble, and that's where
happy feet.
Yeah, happy feet. Yeah,
he gets all over.
Hey, and then he start burping the baby, then it's over with. And so once you start doing that, that's where the pass rush starts to come in, and that's the thing that I'm going to continue to just pound the table on this defense and the job that they're doing, because they make everything else in this looks so much better. Special teams, your running game, offense, all of this thing clicks when you can get behind a defense that's getting sacks, that's getting pressure, and forcing bad field position for your offense. Therefore, you're getting the ball punted to you. Turpin is this close to taking one to the house, you know, but all those things, man, I think is for Dan Quinn, he's going to dictate pressure. He's going to smoke him out. He's going to bring pressure from the left, from the right, Micah in the middle. You know, he's not one of those mobile quarterbacks that you have to spy like Danny Dimes. You know, like we were shutting down the run. I don't think that you have to worry so much about the run against the Rams. But I just think that if you can shut all of that down and make this team one-dimensional, which we saw last Monday, it just seemed like Matthew Stafford was okay with being one-dimensional with Cooper Kupp. And he can't make that same mistake again on Sunday.
That's how we used to look.
J-Ron Kearse will be back at safety for the
Cowboys.
Oof.
But Nui.
Who getting put out?
Let me just say this. I would maybe have not been the biggest Donovan Wilson fan around here, but boy, six is balling.
Who getting put out?
I don't know. That's tough.
Who losing reps? Because somebody got to lose reps unless you're going to run out there with three safeties.
Oof.
Who losing reps? Who you got, Nui? Who getting their reps cut? When the list comes out and says Donovan is a top five safety in the league recently, who is coming out of the game?
Could be Barr.
I don't know.
So we're running with all three of them, which Dan Quinn I can see
with this Rams team.
Yeah, with Dan Quinn I can see that being a thing, especially if we're able to stop the run. But at some point, one of these safeties is going to lose some playing time.
Right now, I mean, just looking at this matchup here, they haven't shown you that they're effective running the football. But you know they're going to want to throw it. And also, just to standpoint, if you get yourself a lead, then you may need to have three safeties if there. Because if you can, if you find yourself with a 7-8 point, 10 point lead, they may decide to say, hey, we're going to throw. I mean, when they won the Super Bowl, It was when they decided, okay, we're just going to throw it. And then it was just Stafford to cup the whole game long. So I could see three of them out there. It's going to be fun. It's a game they've got to get.
Don't get light in the box.
It's a game you have got to get.
Don't get light in the box and let these dudes run down your throat. Because at any given time, a team can get some big runs on you, and then that changes the whole mindset of your defense. If a team just starts and you're like, man, I got to get concerted. We got to stop this. We didn't see them do it last week, but now they're doing it this week. Now we're like, what's wrong with us? What do we need to do? So you still have to focus on earning the right to rush the passer by stopping the run, even though they're not a good running team.
Man, being on the show with safeties, man, has really done something for me. Just diagnosing as a color analyst, I'll pick y'all brains on this, man, because I think it's weird to see teams run with a base nickel. Every team is running with a base nickel. And that's not something that you've been used to seeing. Linebackers, you just one true linebacker now. And so when you ask whose time is going to get cut and you say Anthony Barr, it's like, wait a minute, you're taking a linebacker off the field, but you're not. Because Kearse is essentially a linebacker. So, you know, the light box that you're talking about, I think that's where he brings the value. And that's how you saw Donovan Wilson, because he's a tackling machine. Where I think you question him is in coverage. That's the only question mark that I have with Donovan. And he hadn't displayed that weakness that he had before, yeah. Man.
I go back to, you know, Anthony Barr wasn't here last year, and they did some of these things. So it's not like you're doing something you have not had success doing when you ended up you know, making the playoffs and winning the division. So it's what a great problem for Dan Quinn to have, is to be able to say, how am I going to match up this week? And, of course, injuries always play a part of it, but they have options.
I'm going to just push back on Nui just a little bit on that one. We wasn't stopping the run last year.
No, you weren't.
When we were not as successful at stopping the run as we had hoped to be.
It was leaky. And right now, we have not seen the Rams get effective with, you know, when they had Todd Gurley back there and C.J. Anderson.
They were running that rock hole.
I saw the punishment. I saw it, because at that time we saw Jalen Smith and Van Der Esch. We was like, these going to be the top two linebackers in the league, you know, for the next 5 years. And then they ran into C.J. Anderson and them dudes, and it was like, ooh, man, you taking punishment. Yeah. This is what I see when I talk about Zeke punishing guys. Yeah. That is what I see of, like, ooh, man, them dudes don't want to be doing that for the whole game. That's the type of runs that get you those big runs at the end of the game, because these dudes been taking that punishment for the whole first half.
Yeah. And our offense has to reciprocate. They have to be exactly what you're talking about, punishing. You know, Zeke has got to run downhill in this game and drain that clock. We cannot get into a shootout. And I know that's what people want to see. They want to see a shootout, 45-31. You know, I want an ugly game with the Rams. You know, I do, because they have a good defense, man, good enough. And we have to stick to these concepts that we've been talking about, 20 runs or more to get Kellen Moore to milk these games out.
Yes, man, 50-50. I'll take 60-40 running if we can. If our defense is playing that good, I'll take 60-40 running.
How about a couple notes right here? Dallas has forced the third most negative plays this season with 30. The Rams offense has recorded the sixth most negative plays in the league with 28. Dallas has held opponents to 15.5 points per game. Good for third in the NFL, and allowed 28 touchdowns on 9.1 possessions, the second lowest opponent touchdown rate in the National Football League. And Dallas has allowed 9 plays of 20 plus yards in 2022, tied for the third fewest. The Rams have recorded 10 plays of 20 plus yards, which tied for 29th in the league. So
are we a top 10 defense right now? CB, can you I know we got to be top 10.
Absolutely. I'll tell you here, hold on.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, I got you.
You know he's going to fact-check it if you say we not.
Yeah, you know, at the beginning of the year, I said top 5, and I got off of it because I didn't think Kellen – everything's okay. Kellen, I like you, bro. I don't
want you there. It's Christmas. What day is it? What time is it?
I just wanted you to lean more into the run.
Here are your rankings here. Total defense, 7th.
Yeah.
Rushing defense, 27th.
Yeah. That's where I think you worry.
Passing defense, 6th.
But that, I think they sure that up as the season goes on. Right now, it damn sure didn't look good against Tampa. didn't look good, and a few times, Cincinnati didn't really do much, but against the Giants, you kind of had some questions. You definitely had questions. The Commanders, they seem to be running at will on the edges. You know, I'm sure Dan Quinn is saying, look, guys, we got to fix this, especially going into the next couple of weeks.
You know who else is going to say that?
Who?
The Rams.
Oh, for sure.
And everything that they like, we need to fix right now, because they saw the same tape that we think, hey, man, we need to get better at running the ball. As a matter of fact, how can you beat this team? We need to run the ball. So you can bet your house that we are going to see them at least attempt to run the ball consistently throughout at least the first quarter.
And, Nui, I got to ask you this. Is Zach Martin, his ankle okay? Because, you know, he got somebody that's going to be over the top of him. Mm. This Sunday.
One. You love to see it, though, man.
Talking about future Hall of Famers. Best on best.
Yeah, you talking about future Hall of Famers, man.
The most double team tackle in the league. Man, that was crazy, that stat about him, man. They two people with him at all times.
Aaron Donald, a lot of people want to say he's the greatest defensive tackle of all time. He and I already got our guy.
I'm not in that conversation.
Who's the greatest?
How can he be greatest of all time? I go through the same thing with Michael Jordan and LeBron. Everybody wants. He's still playing. Let me see what it look like when he's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Joe Green. Even when he get done playing, it's Joe Green.
See, that's not that don't make no sense to me. All right.
How does that not make sense?
Because you got a guy that's still playing the game. He can still do many more great things. Is that not true?
No, absolutely.
But do you
see him winning three more Super Bowls? Do you? I mean,
hey man, I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But if he does, then is that argument open?
Then
I know he said never. like it's impossible. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's possible. Maybe he go pull a Von Miller. He go to another squad, and then they win the Super Bowl. It happens.
End it with this.
Beware win got him one.
End it with this stat right here. When it comes to running the football. The Rams are 29th in the league, 72.3 yards a game. They can't run. They really just can't run. They can throw it, but they can't run. Cowboys limit that run game, make Matthew Stafford pass, double up Cooper Kupp.
We're going
to
see.
The recipe's there if you're Dan Quinn. They should be in the lab ready to cook. Just have some fun. Okay, tomorrow's Thursday, my last day on Thursday. Got class on Friday. So
he said like he quitting. Like my last day. My last day of the week
coming up.
My last day of the week.
Church, come on.
Church should be back.
My last day of the week.
Which means I got to give you my pick.
I know. I'm just saying. You know, this is my last day. So y'all know. All right, Lou Nui of the week.
When are you gonna give us your pick? Where are you leaning right now? Just tell me where you leaning right now.
I said early in the week. This is a Cowboy game, man. I already made my picks for the morning news. The morning news makes us get a picks like yesterday.
So. You can tell when Nui back on the Kool-Aid.
He back on the
You can tell when he starts sipping that. Kool-Aid, man. That's so evident.
Now, look at him.
That's a Kool-Aid.
The Media Mash podcast is next.
Steal them boys. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it, dude.
I don't need nobody calling me, texting me, paging me, asking me.
We still them boys.
Yeah. We still them boys.
We still them boys.
Still them boys. No, that dude was good, man. He was like, look at the little Teddy Pendergrass-ish.
Yeah.
All right, Heckman Harrison, Danny McCray, I'm Nui Scruggs, for producer Chris Beam. Thank you so much. Media Mash coming your way, top of the hour right here on DallasCowboys.com.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about you?